collections for January were up dang near 3%, 2.94% to be exact, which equates to about $50,000 over January's collection. Roughly, the city's sitting here pretty well, about $240,000 over budgeted anticipation. So we'll take that.
Pluses are always good.
Always good. Always good.
You don't have to explain them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. A lot less analysis has to go into it when it's up. But, you know, it shows that our citizens are shopping local, spending their dollars here within the Barnesville city limits. And, you know, we like to make sure that people know that that's directly what funds the operations that we provide to the citizens.
Indeed. You know, there a lot of folks don't really want to make that drive here, there, or anywhere. You know, they'd rather do it right here at home. And I think the numbers spoke for themselves.
And I like to think, you know, if people can get what they need here, they're going to get it here. Yeah, they're not going to travel outside of here to get what they can get right in their backyard. Sure. But at the same time, we don't always have everything that people want here. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be some.
But we're working on it.
We're trying. We're trying very hard from our perspective to get things in that people want. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, we'll kind of move into the city's revenues as a whole.
Let's hear that.
We are actually, when we compare to budget, the city's actually 52% of what we anticipated on the year for the general fund as a total. That equates to about $12 million, mm-hmm. as opposed to what we budgeted at this point through the year would have been about $11.5 million.
Okay.
So things are looking good. Some of that's, some of it can be a timing issue. If, you know, maybe we get gross receipt collections early in the fiscal year versus the end of the fiscal year, but we still trend that out over a 12-month period to give an average. So general fund's looking good. It's in good shape. Expenditures are about where you'd expect them to be. Obviously, they're restricted by budgetary amounts that each department can spend, so they're mm-hmm. controlled. Revenues are not controlled. We get what we get coming in. There's no real driver for that outside of, you know, the police writing some tickets out there. We could drive that, but they've done a really good job with their traffic unit of controlling that. As Chief said, you know, our number of tickets are considerably up. I have to imagine that'll level off at some point as behavior changes, as the chief alluded to earlier. But you're not going to, you know, some people like myself, I'm a habitual speeder. And like you said, it's not because I want to speed. It's just because I lack of attention, I think, more than anything, of how fast I'm driving. So I'm guilty of that as well as anybody else. But
we have ways to make that behavior curb.
Yeah, in the form of a citation. We'll kind of move on. We'll go talking to some of our enterprise funds, which I'm not certain how many people are in tune with the way governments work, or at least the local city government
works.
Well,
we can learn something here. This is a learning opportunity.
Our water, wastewater, and sanitation funds, we treat those like businesses.
Yeah.
So the money that they bring in goes into their own fund. They're treated like their own business. And whatever expenses they need, equipment, personnel, they directly fund themselves. So we do create a transfer out to the general fund, but it's only for cost recovery of personnel that reside in the general fund, such as, you know, portion of Mike's salary, portion of my salary, mm-hmm. whatever we can truly cost out and say that, okay, we really spent that much money of our time on this area. Mm-hmm. So we get a reimbursement back that way, but they're treated like their own individual business. They don't, you know, subsidize the general fund. They don't prop up the general fund. The revenues stay within there. And a lot to do with that is, take water, for instance. There's a lot of infrastructure updates need done constantly.
Tons, yeah.
And a lot of no's because those are major projects. The water treatment plant we did was a $40-some million project. And we've done tower renovations that have been, you know, $8 to $9 million renovations throughout town. So if we were using that money that was coming in from people's water rates on funding other things, we wouldn't be able to keep our infrastructure up the way it is, mm-hmm. and people, we'd have constant loss of service, which, you know, I couldn't imagine being a very happy citizen if I was constantly having service issues. So fast forward that back into, that's why we kind of keep the funds that are dedicated revenue streams from those enterprise funds in those enterprise mm-hmm. funds. And kind of looking at that, we'll look at the wastewater. Wastewater's looking good. It's at 51.2% over budget from where we thought. 51%, I guess we'd say, so we're 1.2% over what we anticipated the budget to be at this point. So collections are looking good there. We can travel that right on into our water. It's at 51%. Going into sanitation, it's at 51.1%. So we're ahead of the curve. You know, we would expect that to be at 50%. Anything above 50%, since we're at 50% of the year, is above budget anticipation.